Visiting here with Drew Kite, who is getting ready to play at the Kansas Shrine Bowl coming up next Saturday, the 27th of July. That'll be at Yeager Stadium in Topeka. And Drew, thanks for joining me here. And talk about your career at Scott City. Great year, ended up with a state championship in football.
I mean, it was probably one of my favorite championships besides maybe the first basketball one, just because it was, because I guess they were kind of new to both me. I mean, and it just hadn't happened for so long. So it was just a really good feeling to make that happen.
Your last catch ever as a Scott City Beaver was a pretty memorable one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was a good way to go out, and just at least I didn't get caught like I did on that screen pass, so I was pretty happy.
Once again, it is Drew Kite, Scott City Beaver, joining me here. A two-year starter at linebacker, played tight end, played fullback throughout your high school career on offense. Talk about, what was your favorite position playing? Because you played quite a few different positions there.
I really enjoyed linebacker. I think I'm going to play tight end at the Shrine Bowl, but I enjoyed, you know, being able to attack and, you know, tackle people other than getting hit. But I like tight end. It's just I played in my junior year, but I played more fullback and blocking than anything else and linebacker. But so it was just kind of new to me, I guess, and probably linebacker, I would say.
And, of course, a great run. A lot of classmates stayed together through that core there. And talk about what that was like, because that's pretty special. You don't see too many classes stay together for so long, and you're going to have your few drop off, but really hardly anybody did.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty cool. I mean, there was a couple. You know, everybody at least gave it a try. They didn't just go into high school and just give it up. But everybody, you know, went out at least a year or two and gave it a shot. And if it wasn't for them, then, you know, they just gave it up, but that was cool about our class.
Well, of course, I had three state rings in basketball there, and a great run there too. And baseball, you guys had a pretty good run too. Once again, throughout your high school career, didn't quite make it to state your senior year, but freshman year probably overall was the best memorable experience for that.
Yeah, freshman year, it was our first time to ever make it to state, and we'd always been better in baseball when we were younger, just because everybody played, and I don't know, we just had Tyler that could overpower everybody at pitching, and so it was really cool to, you know, even without everybody, to just go to state. And then that, I guess that kind of sparked us, and, you know, thought that, I mean, if we're freshmen and we can do, you know, a lot better things by the time we're seniors. So,
well, you're one of now 25 Scott City alums to play in the Shrine Bowl. What a number that is. And talk about what that's like, be one of the members of that fraternity.
It's pretty cool. There's been some really great players come out of Scott, and to do that and to have my name up there with them feels pretty special.
And of course, last year, Colburn Couchman playing in that. Then about 3 years ago, Jordan Funk playing in that as well. And you've also had some family involved in that as well. I believe your uncle was one of the coaches on the east side. Have you had a chance to talk to any one of those members or players that have been a part of the Shrine Bowl before?
Yeah, I talked to Colburn a little bit about it, and he said he really enjoyed it last year. He said he had everybody, all the players that I've talked to said that they've had a blast playing it. Like, the coaches, not as much, but they still said it was a great experience. Like, my uncle, like, when he coached, they went to St. Louis, and he really enjoyed it. And my cousin was going to play in it, but he had to report to Air Force, so, but he really wished he would have gotten a chance to play in it, though, so.
Of course, the Shrine Bowl, it's not only just about playing football for one more time here, but of course, it's for a greater cause for younger kids there, a Shriners organization. Talk about what that means to you personally, playing in such a neat thing.
Yeah, it's cool. I wish we could fly and see the kids in St. Louis. Like my uncle said, that was one of the best parts of it, but still just, you know, getting to see those kids, and, you know, they say it's like we're like their heroes, so that's going to be really cool, getting to see all them and play with such great players and stuff.
Of course, after the pads are put away for good for you, you're going to go to Hayes, play basketball. What's that experience going to be like? Have you talked to Coach Johnson throughout the summer, and have you done some of their workouts?
Yeah, they really wanted me to work on my outside shot and to, you know, get that 15-footer and on out and work on my ball handling and stuff. And I have been almost every day with Brett and Trey in the mornings, and so just, I guess, just preparing for next year. Just if I'm ready, I guess I won't redshirt, but if I think he thinks I need a little more time than I will redshirt.
Pretty exciting time. Is it going to be weird not putting on pads in the fall again?
Yeah, it is. I don't know if I'm going to be sad. I mean, I'll miss it, but I know I made the right decision, but it's, I wish I could play in both still, but it's going to be something to miss.
Enjoy this opportunity, Drew, and thanks for joining me here. Best luck to you at the Shrine Bowl once again Saturday, July 27th, Yeager Stadium in Topeka. Thanks again, Drew. Good luck to you.
Yep, thank you.